Up next is a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. To subscribe to the podcast, visit streetlevelradio.com and click on subscribe. Thanks for listening to Street Level Radio.
The believers there in the city of Colossae feared what was to them unseen forces of darkness. But Paul, in this passage, chapter 1 of the book of Colossians, says that true believers have been actually transferred from darkness to light, from slavery to freedom, from guilt to forgiveness, and from the power of Satan to the power of God. We have been rescued from a rebel kingdom to serve a rightful king. We're in Colossians chapter 1 today, and we're going to begin in verse 13, but we're going to jump back to 11 for context, okay? Colossians 1:11, we begin, "We are praying too," Paul says, "that you will be filled with his mighty glorious strength, so that you can keep going no matter what happens, always full of the joy of the Lord, and always thankful to the Lord who has made us fit to share all the wonderful things that belong to those who live in the kingdom of light." Verse 13, "For he has rescued us out of the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom, and he's brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son," verse 14, "who bought our freedom with his blood and forgave us all our sins." Again, Paul speaking here says that he has delivered us out of the power of darkness. You know, as reborn children of God, clearly we have been rescued not only from the guilt and the penalty of sin, but the power of sin also. Power herein means governmental authority and jurisdiction and control in decisions. The unredeemed individual is actually a slave to sin. Satan and sin control him. But for the born-again believer, we have been set free and are no longer in bondage to the controlling power of sin. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't still sometimes be a fight. But we actually have the power to win now. This is important because many believers never seem to move beyond salvation. They never acquire the victory over sin that is possible. They never actually have that joy and experience. And you need to know that this victory over sin, it isn't just possible for us, believer, but it's actually expected of us. We are given that power through the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. This is part of that spiritual maturity that we spoke of back in the book of Ephesians. Now, a parallel of salvation and spiritual deliverance from slavery is seen in the story of the children of Israel's redemption from Egypt. If you recall that God rescued them from a judgment that came upon their firstborn, they were instructed to kill a lamb, apply the blood to the doorpost and mantle of their homes. And that's all fine and dandy, but if that's where the road ended, indeed they would have been alive, but they still would have been in slavery in Egypt. He delivered them from slavery by providing a way through the Red Sea. A way away from Egypt, away from bondage. Egypt at that point no longer had power over the people of God. Now, the word translated that we read in the original, and we find it elsewhere in Scripture, is often used to describe taking a population away from their home to be relocated in another country. And the reason this was done, it was done especially in warfare, was that the conquered people then would lose their national identity and would become part of the new country. Paul says that we, in our salvation, have been translated to a new country. And for us, it was Christ who did the translating. And please note that that's a past tense act, meaning it has already taken place. On the cross, the door to this kingdom, this new country, it has now been opened to us. And now, we who are born again have passed through those doors and have literally entered into what is for us a new country. One now with new loyalties, new politics, a new ruler, and a new government. Verse 14 says, "Who bought our freedom with his blood and forgave us all our sins." The original uses the word redemption In the Greek, meaning deliverance or forgiveness, a setting free through ransom or payment. And then it speaks of through his blood. And that speaks of God's requirement of the blood of sacrifice. And you can look that up back in Exodus 12 if you want details. But the important thing is that blood innately holds our life. This is the price of redemption. The sacrifice, the shedding of blood. Note again that if we're truly reborn, we have this redemption. Past tense have. Meaning again, the price has been paid. We have been freed. We have thus moved to our new country already. And perhaps this explains why the believer is no longer at home in this world, but longs to be with Christ away from Egypt. For while we are free from the bondage of Egypt, hey, it still exists out there, still attempting to draw us back into bondage. Now, one way Satan does this is by trying to convince us that we still owe. Jesus said he's paid it all, once and forever. But Satan, well, he wants you to go on paying. And he's trying to convince you that you must add to the cross in things like works and penance and following rules and laws. He also wants to convince you that it is a debt that cannot ever be paid, because in your case, that debt is just too great.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.